What's going on, Straight Talk About Life listeners? I am so glad to be back. I haven't been here in a week, probably about a week and a half, and I'm so glad to be back. I had to take some time to myself. Like I always say, only you know when you need a break. You know when you need time to yourself. And if I cannot give you 100% of me, I am not going to go live. I'm not coming on here. So yeah, I'm good. Having an amazing day. I hope you all are doing the same. I hope that if you're up at 6 a.m. listening to me on my Feel the Beat web radio station, I appreciate you for getting up so early to support me. It means so much to me. If you're listening to me at any other time of the day on any of my other platforms, thank you for taking time to press that play button. If you're new here, welcome. I speak about everything positive. I speak about my life, experiences I've been through. I'm going to motivate, uplift, and encourage you whenever you're here. And yeah, it's just a positive platform. You can find me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and YouTube. So yeah, I have several platforms. Also, my Feel the Beat web radio station. Don't let me leave that out. You can catch me on there as well. I've spoken about this in other episodes, but just in case you're new here, I created the Feel the Beat web radio station because I absolutely love music. Music has been a part of my life since I was a little girl, and it was always my go-to no matter what was going on. If I was happy, sad, whatever was going on in my life, it was always music that was there for me. And fast forward to becoming an adult, I still love music. For a short period of time, I kind of strayed away from music. However, I ran across someone that really motivated me and encouraged me and just made me find my love for music again. And to that person, I really appreciate you. They already know who they are. If you're listening to this episode, thank you so much for bringing music back to my life the way it's always been, for making me find that love in music that's always been there. I just went through a few things and I kind of put music to the side, but I tell you what, music will make you feel good. Music will make you think. Music can heal you. If you want to relax and chill, music is that too. So, I mean, if you are a music lover, then you understand what I'm saying. Music is pretty much everything. Music is life. And yeah, that's why I decided to go ahead and create the Feel the Beat web radio station. And I just play music 24/7. I haven't been as consistent with being on the station and, like, you know, putting new music out and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, I'll get around to that. However, the music that I do play, I have a lot of classics, okay? If you're a 90s music fan like I am, I play 90s R&B all the time. Some rap. I play some up-to-date things as well. I just kind of have a mixture of everything. And then, if you don't know, on Sundays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., I play gospel. I play some old school and new school, gospel rap. I just play some of everything. So anytime you come to this web radio station, hopefully you're going to find something that you love to listen to, and that'll make you want to come back. Also, I have a poll on the main page where I'm asking you, did you enjoy yourself? Are you going to come back? So anytime you're on the website to the station, just take that poll for me and kind of let me know how you feel. Let me know if you're going to come back. Also, you can leave a message. There's a message tab like in the middle of the page if you want to just leave an uplifting comment or something like that. That's fine. If you want to request a certain song that you haven't heard, you can do that as well. And I will get that on for you. But I just want to encourage you all today. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what you may be going through, please know that it's not going to always be like this. Know that better days are coming your way. And it starts with you. It starts in your mind. You have to think positive thoughts. Put yourself in a positive space. Know that you are in a better place and all of the negativity that's surrounding you is gone. Put your mind there. And when you begin to see that, when you can taste it, when you can believe it, it just becomes you. So those negative thoughts that you once had are no longer, right? Because now you're thinking about all positive things. You're thinking about where you're going to be in life, where you want to go, where you're headed. You're thinking about being around positive people. You're thinking this all the time. So as long as you're thinking it, it's going to happen. Don't think negative things at all, because negative things have a way of manifesting in your life because you're feeding it energy, and all of your energy should go towards positive things and positive people. So it took me a minute to get to this place where I am, because trust me, no matter how positive you try to be, no matter how good you try to do, there's always negativity somewhere lurking, trying to find you and trying to creep in and figure out how can it knock you off your game? How can it prevent you from moving forward and elevating in life? But that's where self-love comes in. Because if you love on yourself, there's no possible way that you would allow negative people to enter your life. You won't allow them to enter your mind. And even if they're there and you can't get rid of them, you'll tune them out. It's kind of like they're talking to you and you don't hear anything, and then they ask you, do you hear me? And you're like, I'm sorry, my mind was somewhere else. That type of scenario. Because you're so consumed with trying to be positive and putting your mind and your thoughts into positive things. So no matter what's going on in your life, think positive. And just know that the troubles that are going on in your life are not going to last. Okay? They're not. The people that are in your life that are negative, they're not going to last. They're not. And sometimes these people come into our lives to teach us something. Sometimes they're not meant to be in your life forever. Even though, you know, we have a hard time of letting people go sometimes. But that's our own fault. We have to take accountability for that, the role that we play in it. Sometimes we hold people in our lives way longer than they're supposed to be. I'm guilty of that. I'm so guilty of that. But the universe and Most High has a
way of allowing things to happen that would shake things up and let you know that, look, this is not where you're supposed to be. Look, this person is not supposed to be in your life. They should have been gone a long time ago. This person is going to keep hurting you until you learn your lesson and let them go. They're going to keep doing the same thing. They're going to keep lying and cheating, betraying you, doing all of the hurtful things until you get it in your head that this person was only in your life to teach you a lesson. And now it's time for them to go. It is time for them to pack their raggedy bags and go. That's if it's your lover, if it's your friend, your family. Let them pack their little raggedy bags and go. Doesn't literally have to be a bag, but you know what I'm saying. Let them get from around you. Block them. You don't have to talk to them. Deal with them when you have to. If you have to co-parent, deal with them when you have to. If it's your family, you don't have to go to their house. You don't have to go to the functions. You don't have to be involved in anything. And trust me, I know. They're going to talk about you if you come or if you don't. Especially if they're already fixed on not liking you. It's just something about you that rubs in the wrong way. You know, for the longest time, I used to, and it's been a while since I've heard anyone say this, so that's why I can say used to. I used to have people, some family, some just randoms, used to make fun of me when I was younger because of how I talk or how I speak. To me, the way I speak is normal, right? This is me, okay? I'm not putting any more on it. I'm not taking any off. This is what you get. This is me. So randoms and some family used to make fun of me and say that I was talking like a white girl. This is exactly what they said. This is how they said it. You're talking like a white girl. You're trying to be white. Why are you speaking that way? Or if I'm in certain social settings, they will say things like, you're eating like you're white. Like, so you could imagine the type of people these were. First of all, to even cast judgment on me for just being me. But yeah, I thought it was weird. Then, and I still think it's weird now. At this big age I am, I still think that that's kind of weird. That anyone would, first of all, judge anyone because of the way they speak. If someone chooses to use proper English, or not use Ebonics, or speak like they've been to school a day or two, or, you know, just don't want to, well, I don't want to say that word. I was going to say ghetto, but you get what I'm saying. You get where I'm going with that. And it's an insult to the Black people that choose to use correct English, because why are you giving so much credit to other races or white people? Like, you're basically saying that I'm Black and I'm talking like I'm white, which means you don't think that I'm capable of speaking correct English or, you know, articulating myself a certain way or just whatever. I think that's really ignorant. That's ignorant. And I don't think that I talk white. I think I speak the way I speak, and yes, really ignorant. let me know. Email me, KIMIJO774@gmail.com. If you think that's ignorant too. I know I'm not the only one. And to this day, there are still adults that think that way. They have that mindset. It's like, you have to use slang or Ebonics to be accepted in the hood or at the barbecues and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's just really crazy to me. And that's why I always say that just because you're related to people does not necessarily mean that that's family. It doesn't. Because sometimes family would be the first ones to criticize you, to point out things that you didn't even think about because you thought it was normal, to make you feel bad, to hurt your feelings. Family sometimes will be the first to try to ruin you. And because of how I was treated, I have always been the non-judgmental friend. I have always been the non-judgmental mother. That's just me. And my daughters will tell you, my grown daughters, they'll tell you that I don't judge. I believe that everyone is an individual. I believe everyone should be unique, not try to follow in behind anyone else and do, you know, what other people are doing. Now, if people inspire you to do certain things, that's different. It's flattering when you can inspire people, or people can motivate you to, you know, start doing certain things or not do certain things. That could be a good thing. But I think we all should be ourselves. Like, be you. Don't try to be like the next person. I've found myself listening to certain people or being inspired by certain people. And I'll hear something and I'll be like, you know what? I like that. I'm going to use that. But I'll use it in my own creative way. I'm not going to copy anyone or, you know, try to step on any toes or try to be anyone. I just want to be me. And I don't judge people. I mean, I love everyone. I don't discriminate. Like, I don't care about your race or anything. I just love everyone. And I think the world needs more love. The world needs more people to just get out there and just love on people. Don't judge people because of the way they speak. Like, when I was younger, that was so hurtful to me. Like, I really can't even put it into words. Like, when I first started being treated a certain way, when I first started being treated different and talked about, when people first started saying that, you know, the acting white and talking white, eating white and all that kind of stuff, like, that really did something to me. It hurt. Doesn't hurt now, but it hurt then. Because I guess I was looking at the world in black and white. People couldn't do no wrong in my eyes. You know, like, when I would meet people, I would instantly speak and be kind because I was putting out the energy that I wanted back.
You know, that's how I wanted to be treated. When people saw me in passing, or if I walked in a room or something, speak, wave, you know, hold the door open for me, do something like that. I was just, I don't know. That's just me. So if you're that person out there that makes fun of people because of who they are, because of how they speak, because of how they dress, things like that, like, please stop. Your rude words, hurtful words, could have a lasting effect on someone. In the moment, you may think that, you know, you're just talking. But what gives you the right? And who put you on a pedestal? It made you the ruler over people. What made you think in your head that you could pass judgment on people or tell people that you think they're doing this and you think they're doing that, or you don't like certain things about them? Like, sometimes you should just keep your opinions to yourself. Keep your opinions, because that's all it is an opinion that you have. And everyone is entitled to an opinion. However, you should really think about what you're saying before you put it out there and say it to people. Imagine someone saying that to you. Just think about it. Just think about it. And I've been around some people that have no filters. Absolutely no filters at all. They don't care. It seems like they don't care about what they say, how they say it, how you receive it. It seems like they doesn't care. They don't care about any of that. But I'm not like that at all. And I'm very thankful to the Most High for making me the woman that I am today. The experiences that I've gone through have made me the woman that I am today. The people that I've come across have helped mold me into the person I am today. Whether that was someone that made me happy or someone that hurt me, I still learn from that. I took those lessons, and when I was younger, it was hard for me to really get an understanding of what the lesson was, what was going on exactly. But now that I'm older and a little bit wiser, I can sit back and evaluate things on a different level. I can evaluate relationships, friendships, familyships. And if it doesn't feel good to me, I'm not going to have it around me. That's just point blank, period. Especially when I've given chances after chances after chances, and then another chance, and the person has proven themselves to not be trustworthy, honest. Show me that they couldn't possibly love me. I'd rather spend my energy and time on people that do love me, and people that appreciate me, and people that I can learn from. So, yeah, you don't have to deal with people just because you share the same blood. And I think growing up, that's where a lot of us, you know, got it misunderstood, you know, especially me. I was thinking that, sure, this person is my mother, this person is, you know, my aunt, they're related to me. I have to talk to them. I have to accept the disrespect, and I have to put up with this because that's my family. That's my blood. Absolutely not. I will never, and I repeat, never allow anyone, family member or friend, to remain in my life and be disrespectful. And I'm a pretty patient person. Like, I can deal with a lot, and I actually have dealt with a whole lot. But at a certain point, it turns into disrespect. And that's where self-love comes in again. You love yourself. You have self-love. You wouldn't dare allow people to disrespect you and remain in your life. At some point, you will look at yourself, evaluate your characteristics. You will look at the person as being disrespectful and do an evaluation. And then you come to a conclusion. Look, I'm a genuine person. I'm an honest person. I'm a loyal person. I'm a trustworthy person. I'm a loving person. There's no way that I will allow someone that's constantly talking about me in a bad manner, making me feel bad, calling me out of my name. How could I possibly allow that to go on if I love myself? Now, if you don't love yourself, you're going to deal with that all day. You're going to keep telling yourself, that's my family member and we share blood. Then you haven't reached the level of self-love yet. If you're dealing with that, and if that's what you're telling yourself, Because you're going to have all the respect in the world for yourself. And you know what you deserve. You know what you have to offer, what you bring to the table. So you're going to demand that same respect from other people, regardless as to who it is. You're going to demand respect. And like I stated earlier, I just think we all should be loving on each other, being respectful, helping each other elevate and evolve in this life. Life is so short. Why would you want to spend however many years you have left being mean, being negative, always talking about people, not supporting people? Why would you want to do that? I don't know about you, but I don't. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be negative. I'm not going to be negative. And I know my positivity and smiling and all of that, I know that that rubs some people the wrong way. Because, see, they're dealing with things, and they might have demonic entities that live inside of them that are very irritated with me. Probably the very sound of my voice is just making them cringe. Me talking about spreading love and light, oh, that makes them want to just shout, scream, and pull their hair out. But you know what? I'm not going to stop doing it. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to walk in my purpose, and I'm going to speak life over people. I'm going to love on people. I'm going to continue to be respectful to people. Even when I know they're not being respectful to me, I know when to walk away. I know when to cut certain people off. I'm not going to be holding anyone's hand like they're a child and they don't know better. Because, I mean, if I'm honest, we all know better. We know how to be respectful. We know how to treat people kind. So, let's all just have good energy. Spread love and light. Continue to be the light for people that are still in darkness. If you're surrounded by people that are just being negative for no reason, remove yourself. Continue to be you. And don't let anyone change you. If you're in narcissistic relationships of any sort, sometimes people will drag you out of character. Sometimes the words that they speak is just so bad. Sometimes the pain that they inflict on you is so hurtful, and it would just bring you out of character. No one is perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that I haven't gotten out of character, because I have. And sometimes, some days have been harder than others, especially when people are like really, really, really trying you. Especially if people are bringing children into the situation. Sometimes it's hard. But I tell you what, better days are coming. Hold your head up and don't give in. If you find yourself getting out of character, people trying you, they know that you're being positive and you don't want to argue and fight. Sometimes people would just pick at you for no reason. Keep being you. Keep smiling. Hold your head up. It's going to be okay. Because karma is something else. That same dirt that they're dishing out to you, it's going to be like a boomerang. It's going to come right back. So keep living. Keep going. Keep being you. Keep pressing forward. Keep pursuing your dreams. Keep doing what you want to do in life. As long as it's positive, do it. Don't let anyone deter you from being the best you that you can be, from reaching your higher self, because you're worth it. Once you believe that you're worth it, game over. You win. And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and end today's podcast. I want to take this time once again to thank everyone who's listening to me right now. All the different countries that tune in to me. All the people here in the U.S. that listen to me. I appreciate the love. I really, really do. You have no idea how much it means to me. And I'm not finna cry. I'm not gonna cry. You all have no idea how much it means to me that you all constantly come back to listen to my podcast, no matter what I'm talking about. And I know everything that I talk about is not for everyone, but just the support means so much. And it means so much because you're listening to someone that at one point in time didn't get any support. Zero. Zilch. Nada. No support. Not even from the family in my home. My spouse. Family members. Nobody. It's like, it seemed like it was just a test for me, because
It was a test to see if this is something that I really, really wanted to do. You know, at one point in time, I'm still quiet. I'm a quiet person. But at one point in time, I didn't speak about anything. Like, I was really, really quiet because I was going through my stuff. I felt like people didn't care, which majority of the time, that is the case. People just don't care. They have their own stuff going on. But then, after going through what I went through, after my isolation period, after just so many nights and so many days, I had thoughts that came to me, and I was like, you know what? I need to be speaking because the things that I went through can possibly help someone else. And I'm going to do just that. I'm going to continue to speak and help other people. And hopefully something that I say can help you. And we can just help each other. I want you all to know that the Most High loves you. And I love you as well. Have a great day, you guys.